Chapter 6. At lunchtime, Tyree saw Amberlynn Bailey and Jamie Wills talking to Lark. She was sitting at a table alone, and the two girls were standing on either side of her. Quietly, he approached the girls from behind so he could eavesdrop. "Lark, don't give him any money," Jamie was saying. "That boy is no good." "That's right," Amberlynn chimed in. "The only reason he needs money is 'cause people like Daryl aren't paying him anymore. If he's so broke, tell him to get a job." "I bet he ain't even going to use the money to buy a present for his mom," Jamie added. "He's probably after something for himself."
"I don't believe Tyree is lying to me," Lark said.
"Believe it, girl," Jamie said, putting her hands on her hips. "That boy..." Jamie turned and spotted Tyree through the corner of her eye. All three girls looked at him awkwardly. He glared at Jamie.
"We'll catch up with you later, Lark,"
Amberlynn said, leading Jamie away from the table. Tyree noticed they were careful to avoid looking at him directly.
"Tyree, are you really buying a present for your mom?"
Lark asked.
"Tell me the truth."
"Girl, I told you. I'm buying her this necklace I saw at the mall. I know it'll cheer up."
He paused and looked at her.
"It's okay if you don't believe me. I'm used to people not trusting me. The whole school's down on me right now. I don't blame you if you hate me, too."
"Oh, Tyree, I don't hate you. I really like you,"
Lark said, placing her hand gently on Tyree's arm. Tyree wondered whether Lark really believed him. Glancing at the tiny scar on her lip, he suddenly felt uncomfortable. There was something vulnerable about Lark. She reminded him of the abandoned puppy from years earlier.
"My friends are always looking out for me," Lark said. "They think I'm too trusting, but that's just the way I am. You haven't given me any reason not to trust you, right?"
Inside, Tyree cringed. Lark's comments made him feel dirty, but he could not allow anything to come between him and a gun.
"Whole school hates me," Tyree said. "If I dropped dead, they'd all celebrate. Amberlynn and Jamie would be throwing that party. They'd have the biggest celebration of all."
"They don't hate you. Not exactly," Lark replied.
"Yeah, well, they don't know jack about me. Everybody's always talking about me and getting in my business, and they don't know nothing. I don't care what they say."
Tyree fumed as he sat down next to Lark, watching her carefully.
"Baby, why don't you just listen to him? Just walk away and forget about me," he added.
Part of him meant the words, though he knew Lark would never do such a thing. Instead, she did exactly what he expected.
"No, no, I'm not going anywhere, Tyree," she said. "And you know what else? I have something for you and your mom."
Lark reached into her pocket, pulled out two $20 bills, and handed them to Tyree.
"I'll have 10 more tomorrow," she said proudly.
"Girl, you're gonna make my mama so happy,"
Tyree said, quickly taking the money.
"This is gonna be her best birthday present ever."
Tyree put one arm around Lark and used the other to stuff the money in his shirt pocket. A few minutes later, he was heading out of the cafeteria, excited he was so much closer to purchasing the gun. Yet as Tyree walked away, the money felt heavy in his shirt pocket, like a bundle of guilt hanging directly over his heart. At the end of the day, Tyree took the long way home from school, hoping he might run into Jupiter James. With Lark's $40 in hand, he thought Jupiter might cut the price and sell the gun to him right there. Several younger guys hanging on the corner nodded to Tyree as he turned onto 43rd Street. Tyree knew the rules. No one would hassle him as long as he stayed cool. Trouble on this street would be bad for business, so everything was quiet. But Tyree didn't trust the silence, and he could feel many hidden eyes watching him from inside the buildings on both sides of the street.
"Hey, bro,"
Tyree asked a boy in a backward baseball cap.
"Seen Jupiter around?"
"Juju?"
the boy asked.
"Nope. He's busy, man."
The boy was 13 or 14 with a thin, angular face and bright black eyes.
"He ain't around?"
Tyree asked again.
Nah, his mom's sick. Maybe dying, the boy said. Jupiter's down at the hospital. Don't mess with him now, man.
Tyree nodded, trying to hide his disappointment. Jupiter was his best chance of getting a gun immediately. Without Jupiter, he had nowhere else to turn but to Bones, but Tyree did not feel like waiting until Friday.
When's he coming back?
Tyree asked, refusing to give up.
Maybe I'll catch up with him then.
Don't nobody know, the boy said.
He looked hard at Tyree.
What you want, man? I might be able to hook you up.
I need a gun, Tyree said bluntly. Need one bad.
For real?
The boy asked, his eyes growing bright with interest.
Yeah, Tyree asked. Can you give me a gun tonight?
Maybe,
the skinny kid said.
Come out to Muscle Man Gym. Be there tonight or around 11, okay? And bring the money.
How much?
Tyree asked.
What you got?
40?
That ain't much, man. Can only get you a cheap gun for that.
The boy paused for a second as if he was planning something.
You be behind the gym, 11 tonight, he said.
You serious?
Tyree asked, his heart racing.
Yeah, the boy said. I'm straight up, bro. Just be there.
Tyree nodded and rushed home. He was so close to the gun now, he could almost feel its cold, heavy weight in the palm of his hand. The only obstacle now was his father. There was no way Dad would allow him out of the house at 11 o'clock on a school night. At about 8:30, Tyree went to his bedroom saying he was tired. Then he nervously watched the minutes pass by on his alarm clock. Periodically, he listened to hear if Dad was still watching TV. Tyree didn't know how he'd get out of the house in time if his father stayed up late. Every so often, he heard the interrupted sounds of TV channels being changed. A shudder raced down Tyree's back as he imagined what his father would do if he found out about the gun. When Warren was arrested, Tyree had hid in his bedroom as Dad rumbled through the house yelling and smashing things.
That boy is a disgrace to this family,
Dad screamed over and over again. At one point, his father even said Warren was disowned. Tyree was enraged that Dad had said such a thing, but he kept his thoughts to himself. Later, he wondered if Warren was actually better off without his father threatening and punishing him. No matter what Dad said, Tyree vowed never to abandon his brother. His mom felt the same way, though they rarely mentioned Warren when Dad was around. Once, Mom tried to explain that Dad was devastated by what had happened with Warren. But Tyree did not want to listen to her. All he heard was anger in his father's words. There was nothing else in the bitter man's heart, Tyree concluded.
Don't let Dad get to you,
Warren's words echoed in Tyree's mind.
Yeah, right, Tyree said bitterly to himself.
At 9:30, he listened as his father silently watched a sitcom. Every few minutes, Tyree heard canned laughter from the fake TV audience. At 10 o'clock, the channel changed, and Tyree listened to the local news.
Go to bed,
Tyree whispered nervously as he watched the numbers change to 10:10 on his alarm clock. With 6 blocks to walk, Tyree knew he needed to leave his house by 10:50 at the latest in order to get to the gym by 11. At 10:30, Tyree heard the TV click off and then the familiar thud of his father's heavy footsteps growing louder in the hallway. For a second, Tyree thought Dad was going to come into his bedroom. He closed his eyes tightly and pretended to be asleep. But then the steps faded and Dad went into his bedroom and closed the door quietly. For several moments, the house was silent, and all Tyree heard was the faint wail of a police siren somewhere in the distance. Tyree knew his dad fell asleep quickly, so he prepared to leave. At 10:50, with the house dark and silent, Tyree crept quietly down the hallway and out the front door of his house, careful not to make a sound.